What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Friday morning. Well, a football Friday, as we broadcast from Borgata today, getting you ready for the Eagles and the Bucks on Sunday. The Eagles down some very key players, or at least we think they probably will be. But the Bucks are down a lot of players as well, so we'll go deep into that. You know, a lot of the Phils as well. So they enter the final weekend of the season. Obviously, a quiet night last night with no Phillies. Dodgers won, unfortunately. So L.A. enters with three games to go for both teams, one game up on the Phillies, entering the final weekend of the season for home field advantage. All of it on the lines with you today at 215-592-9494. It's Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Each seed of a strawberry is its own fruit. I know this is crazy to me that Joe ate his first strawberry in, I think it was 2017, we force-fed him that strawberry.
That is truly shocking.
Or
not so shocking if you know Joe.
It's crazy no matter how you cut it.
Yeah.
But on the average, each strawberry has about 200 seeds, and each of those little seeds is technically a strawberry.
I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of strawberries.
That's a ton of strawberries. I've eaten so many more strawberries than I realized.
Thousands.
I love them.
All right. So
much more now.
Yeah, I like a Big Mac more, though. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, that's terrible.
But who doesn't?
Well, I don't. I mean, I'd rather have
strawberries
than
an objectively overrated fruit.
No, they're not. What are you talking about?
What?
Strawberries are great on everything. I think strawberries are probably the best fruit to add to breakfast dishes like French toast with strawberries, pancakes with strawberries. That's my favorite. Give me all that. But then by themselves, strawberries? Yeah, give me more.
All right.
On an acai bowl, strawberries? Yeah, top it up. I love it.
All right, so.
Sorry.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good. You're passionate. I'll give you that. So, all right, let's get to this game here coming up. And again, bummer to see the Dodgers win last night. You know, I mean, three games. We'll see. Do the Phillies pitch their starters five innings to give them rest? Do they pitch them seven innings to try to win games? Look, I would try to get home field advantage. You know, I would go for it. But we'll see how they play it. And that's obviously over the next few days. All right, let's talk about Sunday with the Eagles. So an interesting game. You got two 2-1 football teams. You obviously have a rematch of last year's playoff game, which was as non-competitive as, you know, you'll basically see against an average team. And I'll still always remain convinced the Bucks are actually only average at the end of last year. But they whomped up on the Eagles. So we'll ask you today at 215-592-9494 as we look ahead to this game this time. You know, your thoughts on it, your level of concern or not with it, and what specifically, you know, you're going to be keying in on to hope to see from the Eagles this time around. Let me just say this out of the gate. My concern level with this game is basically the same as what I had last week. Last week, you know, the Saints were a slight favorite. This week, the Eagles are a slight favorite. I mean, I would basically put both games into the basically toss-up category. Now, obviously, the Eagles eked that one out last week, and I mean eked it out. I mean, they didn't score to the fourth quarter, but they played a good fourth quarter. Jalen played a much better fourth quarter. You know, I will tell you, do I have fear of the Tampa Bay Bucks? Of course not. None of us should have any fear of them. This isn't the, 1989 San Francisco 49ers now. But, you know, they're a team that won a playoff game last year, got to the postseason last year, has a Baker Mayfield guy that seems to be better than he used to be. So you got to give him credit for, you know, kind of getting his career going. Eagles are down a lot of players. Bucks are down more players, but perhaps not as significant as, for instance, like an A.J. Brown type. Look, here's the deal. What do I want to see? I'm going to make it real simple. Obviously, it goes without saying, but I'll say it. I want to see Jalen play better, particularly in the first half. I want to see clearer and cleaner decision-making from Nick Sirianni. I know it's a battle out there. I know it's 3 hours of chaos. I know it's hard. It's not that hard to just make clean decisions. So the head coach has to be better with his decision-making because, frankly, the Eagles aren't great enough to consistently overcome if he continues to make these mistakes. They did last week, but, I mean, come on, coach. Don't keep putting them in that spot. So you got to get through that. No, seriously, you got to get through that.
The way you said coach there, it was a little
it was.
A little nasty.
It was a little nasty, but, I mean, isn't that how we all felt last? Come on, coach. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, do it again. Back up. Now, I will tell you this. I'm worried that the backup O lineman that played as well as they did last week won't again this week as well. I mean, they played great.
Oh, you're worried?
Why?
I am. Why are you worried?
Because
you saw that they could do great things.
I did.
They can go out there and they can move bodies, and that's going to be the plan.
I know
it's
going to
be the plan again. I mean, it's not going to be. We're not going to put them in suboptimal situations.
We'll
hey guys, hey Fred Johnson, you don't
Vita
play
Vea
much.
In the middle,
we're
going to
throw you out
we'll
there.
Say.
I saw it.
I saw Edmundo Sosa hitting the ball left, right, center, right field, home run, triple, double, single. Filling in briefly this year when whoever was out, maybe that was Trey, and then like you know, you kind of got back to your norm. So we'll see what these guys got. John,
let's see how Cam Jurgen looks with all week long people saying, "Hey, Vita Vea."
Yeah.
I'm excited to see that matchup personally. I want to see us not turn it over and we're great to go. You know that I'm positive that was the focus all week, just like. Angry running of the football and toughness and tackling were the focus last week. I think the turnover focus for our quarterback was at the top of the list all week long. And Saquon running the ball, that should become a big part of our identity. I think this week is no different. You know that Todd Bowles likes to blitz. You know that Todd Bowles probably likes to blitz us and our quarterback because so much has been made of the fact that that team didn't think he could read it out 3 years ago. But they'll test him again. And when they try to test him, Saquon's going to be a heat seeker for the end zone. And we will have a plan with Jalen, just like he showed last week. He'll get into a man beater and he'll burn you with the drive route and Dallas Goedert. I understand we don't have all our receivers, but we've got guys out there who know where to be. We've got an offensive coordinator who's planned ahead to give him the setup he needs for success. And by the way, last week, the secondary for the Bucs got owned by a rookie, Bo Nix, and their run defense for the Buccaneers, it's the third worst in the league right now. Their defense, Todd Bowles, has been struggling this season. So I hope he tries to blitz us. That's the way I feel about that. My level of concern, I'm confident that Jalen feels like he has something to prove. I love that he's been, you know, ridden all week by the coaches because he has turned it over too much this year. So I'm much less concerned that that will continue than you are, Joe. I know that that's at the top of his list, and Jalen will have that edge, and our team learned to have that edge defensively last week, so I feel good about where we sit on that side.
Let me ask you a question, John. Does the game concern you?
No.
Really?
Really?
You feel that confident?
I'm concerned that Jalen needs to continue to show improvement in this offense. I'm concerned that our defense needs to maintain the intensity, but I think we'll win this game.
And you feel... It sounds like you feel pretty confident of that.
Yes, just like last week.
Because I don't feel confident either way. Like,
last
you know what I mean?
Week,
I don't...
It was simple. They knew they must stop the run. They must run the ball. Like, it all week long, they weren't saying anything. They weren't talking. They just knew. They knew they had a job to do. Vic Fangio laid it out for them. I think this week, it's, guys, we got a job to do. You know, continue. Keep your mouth shut. Plug away. We're going to do what we did last week, and we're going to continue to develop this team's identity. I think it is more based in the run. I think it is more based in linebacker activity, which is awesome to me. I'm really excited about that. And it's based around, man, Jalen Carter, a young star who's about to blow up on the defensive side of the football. Last week, everything, like his attitude was so inspiring. He got after it. That with the talent that he's got inside of him, it's going to be a heck
of an
experience.
Let me ask you this question.
I guarantee that.
Let's talk about Jalen Carter for a second. And again, phone lines for everyone at 215-592-9494. Two basic questions. You know, your thoughts on the game with level of concern, you know, where you're at.
I mean, my concern is the humidity. That's it.
That's not my concern.
It could be brutal, Joe. There is a hurricane.
Yeah, but my bigger concern is there's no A.J. Brown. I mean, like, that's my bigger concern.
And maybe no Devontae.
Well, yeah, that's my point. Yeah. So, John, let me ask you this about Jalen Carter. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494, your level of concern with the game, are you confident? Look, let's be real. In past years with the Eagles, we'd be pretty confident with a game like this. it's a Bucs team that's, you know, maybe average. I mean, it's not like Baker Mayfield's great.
They got beaten up last week. Baker Mayfield is good.
No, I understand. Listen.
He and they got beaten up and exposed last week.
In a spot like this where you're facing a Bucs team that, you know, maybe is average with an average quarterback, maybe slightly below average, you know, we'd be pretty confident in the Eagles. Do you feel that this week or not? I mean, the line says you shouldn't feel confident. The line says the Eagles are a slight favorite, but, you know, they're not a 10-point favorite. It's like a 2.5-point favorite. So it's two now, I believe.
Yeah.
Two, yeah. All right, so where you – I mean, I put it really similar to the category last week. It's like, to me, it's like the same game. I mean, stylistically, maybe a little different. You know, it's not like Alvin Kamara's on the Bucs. But basically, you're facing a team from that division on their home field where I just think all three teams right now look average. I mean, the Saints, I didn't think that. Let me be clear. I thought they looked better than average. But now reassessing, I don't know what they really are. Saints, Bucs, Eagles, you know, end of the day, who's the best of those three? I mean, time will tell. But, I mean, to me, they all feel kind of in the same ilk right now. Plus, you know, what specifically are you looking for? John, let me ask you about
The problem really isn't humidity, Joe. They've been practicing in it. We haven't been practicing in it. My hang-up has been we haven't done enough work. And, you know, with the 45-minute practices with no pads, now you go down there and you got to play football all day in 88 degrees with 90% humidity. I'm worried that their bodies just simply won't be ready.
Maybe. Look, you don't know that he did 45-minute practices this week, though.
Okay, maybe. But I feel as though it's been easy. It's been light. That's been how they roll. And when you go to Florida this time of year,
I got it.
It is rough.